Welcome to the Daily. I'm Carolyn Dennis, and this is where we get a dose of our daily scripture. I have a couple of announcements for you. I have a powerful word from the Lord that He gave me just a few days ago, and I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. I want to tell you that we have moved off of Facebook and we're on YouTube, Rumble, Brighton. The Daily gets posted on LinkedIn and Truth Social, and we are also on X. We have podcasts through Apple and Spotify and some of the other podcasts. So we hope you'll check us out where you like to get your information about the Lord. And please like, subscribe, and share our channel, because this helps our algorithms, and we want to be able to reach as many people as we can for the glory of Jesus. So let me get into the word. Let me pull it up here, and I'm going to share it with you. I'm very excited to bring this word to you. So the name of the message is, "The enemies will soon be gone." And the Lord gave this to me yesterday on Wednesday, April the 10th. I'm going to put this out probably on Monday, April the 15th. So I hope that this will really just, I think you're just going to be so excited when you hear what the Lord has told me. I want to start with a scripture from Psalm 19, and this is was written by King David, and this is the perfect revelation of the Lord. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." And this past Monday, we had the beautiful eclipse, which only God could have done that. And I only had about 78% visibility in my area down in coastal Carolina. But the pictures I saw from where people were in the path of totality, they were just spectacular and glorious. I even saw one that when the sun was peeking out from behind the moon, it even made a cross. It was absolutely gorgeous. Okay, here's the word of the Lord from yesterday. "It is time for my glory to be poured out on the whole earth. You will see miraculous things that only I can do. There is no other like me. The earth is mine, and it is time for my people to experience my goodness and my glory. You will see miracle after miracle, and the Democratic Party is going to fall apart. Soon they will be no more. Expect great moves on my behalf. It is my great pleasure to do signs, miracles, and wonders in this earth. Watch for my signs. Look for signs of my son. He is coming, but it is not time yet. You have asked for signs of when things are going to happen. I'm giving them to you. Look up. My greater glory is coming to this earth. This will be a mighty move, and it will break out, and it will destroy your enemies. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Great days are upon you. Look to Passover as another marker. What I'm doing in the earth will soon be breaking out. Miracles will be commonplace. Peace will reign in my United States and my beloved Israel. People will unite in one faith of my precious son, Jesus. We are going to have a great celebration. We are preparing a place for you in heaven, but don't plan on leaving for a while. You are not going to want to leave. My glory is coming, and your life is going to be so glorious and beautiful. When the days of glory fill the earth, remember me, my child, and all that I have done in your life. Everything is changing for the good very quickly. The days of glory are upon us. Rejoice, dance, sing, pray, and don't forget to eat cake as my glory is poured out on this earth. Bask in this glory and the fullness thereof. Take time to know me and my son. It's all about relationship, and that is what we want from you. Read my book, the Holy Bible, and give your life to Christ if you have not already. Count the days and wait and see. If it is not quickly that I don't change everything, it will change. I can change everything in one day, and I am going to do just that. Holy is the word of the Lord. Amen. Wow, that was power-packed. So let me just give you some of the key points of what the Lord told me. He told us that our enemies and his enemies are going to soon be gone, and that he is getting ready to pour out his glory on the earth, and everything is going to change. And this is going to be great change. So get excited. He wants us to be rejoicing, dancing, singing, and even eat cake when the glory is poured out. He wants us to celebrate. Remember last year there was some little highlights of his glory being poured out in Kentucky at the university and a few other places. So we're going to see some of that too. He also told me that the Democratic Party is going to fall apart. He even went further to say that they would soon be no more. And it's so sweet of the Father. He's given us signs, wonders, and miracles and told us to look up for the signs. And for me personally, I check out the clouds all the time, and I often see clouds that are in the shape of hearts. And I think these are like personal I love yous from the Heavenly Father. You might start seeing them too. And we just had the solar eclipse, and it was exactly to the day. Halfway between the Feast of Purim and Passover. He told us Jesus is coming, but not yet. It's time for the greater glory. The greater glory is going to bring in a great harvest of souls. So get excited. Give your life to Christ if you haven't done that, and find time to spend with the Heavenly Father and with Jesus. He said, all of this is coming quickly. So before we close, I have another scripture I wanted to share with you from 2 Peter verse 1, I mean, excuse me, chapter 1, verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Amen. So, I just want to tell you that I really appreciate you being a part of my community and being with me here today. And I just thank you so much. It is an honor and a privilege to bring you the word of the Lord. And I'm trying not to miss not one thing that he tells me and to say it perfectly. So, honor and glory to Lord Jesus. And I thank you again. Have the best day. Shalom.